Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and in this show we are going to discuss SQL Server agent jobs. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. This radio show is going to discuss the SQL Server agent jobs. And this is a separate component of the SQL Server database. Well, kind of a separate component of the SQL Server database. What I mean by that is this component has to be manually started. When you set up or you go through the default installation of SQL Server 2008, it will prompt you to start certain things automatically. One of them is going to be the instance. The other one is going to be things like SSRS, SSIS, those type of things. You can optionally select to have the SQL Server agent start automatically, but by default, this is a component that will be started manually. Quite frankly, best practices, as far as what I've run into, is to go in and change this service to start automatically. But the SQL Server agent is exactly this. It is an agent that resides on your server that will run processes for you. Now, those processes that it will run can be jobs, and those jobs can do a variety of things. So we have a SQL Server agent that will run a SQL Server agent job. That SQL Server agent job can back up your database, can run a T-SQL command, can do some database cleanup, can run a maintenance plan. It basically can do whatever you want. This is all accessible through SSMS. And if you look under or you expand the SQL Server agent, you'll go under jobs, and there's going to be a series of jobs that you have created with under SQL Server agent. Now, we have the jobs, which is effectively what we're going to run. We have also alerts, operators, as well as notifications. Okay. Now, the alerts, operators, and notifications, the alerts are going to be the standard SQL Server alerts that will alert the DBA or on-call or operator of a particular event. So you can go under SQL Server agent and you can create an alert or a job that's going to call an alert. So in the event that you're about to run out of disk space or you're using too much CPU or some sort of hit ratio is out of sync, we can create an alert. And that alert will go out and then perform a notification. So if we step back a little bit, we create a job. And job is just going to have any particular name. And then within that job, we also create specific steps. Now those steps that we can associate it, that we can associate to a specific job can be any type of steps. I mean, the steps that we can associate to a SQL Server job can be an Apex script, a command line script, a PowerShell script, any sort of replication type of script, a log shipping script. We can do a SQL Server analysis service command. We can do an SSIS package. Pretty much whatever you would normally do through SQL Server, we can create that as a step. Now, each individual step within SQL Server can also have conditionals. So this conditional, we can do step one. When step one succeeds, we can go on to step two. If step two succeeds, we can go on to step three, four, et cetera, et cetera. Each individual steps can occur against a specific database. So I create a SQL Server agent job that will run a series of steps against the selected database. Now once I create that SQL Server agent job, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to schedule that job. And that job is going to be scheduled to run at a specific interval. And that can be a recurring schedule or it can be a one-time schedule. When I create that schedule as well, I can also set up what's called notifications and alerts. Well, these notifications and alerts will tell me this, is as each individual step occurs within that SQL Server agent job, I can notify the particular DBA on call. I can send them a page, I can send them an email, I can just do a variety of things. It doesn't really matter. So the SQL Server agent job will have a series of steps. Those series of steps can be anything. Those steps will be assigned to a specific schedule. Now, optionally, I can also go into the SQL Server agent job and I can create an alert. An alert, I have really three types of alerts. We have what's called a SQL Server event alert, like this particular event occurred, this job started, or this job stopped, or this job was successful or unsuccessful. Then I have a performance condition alert. Now, a performance condition alert, I would specify a specific type of performance condition. This would be things like SQL buffer manager, partition, general statistics, database locks. I have about almost 100 different types of performance alerts. And within these performance alerts, I can specify values. And I can say, if the value for this particular counter, let's say I'm looking at CPU, and if the value for CPU utilization is in excess of 75, I can generate an alert, or I can throw out an alert. At that point in time, I can also specify notifications as well as responses. So we have the SQL Server agent job that's just going to run a job that's going to go out and do something. And then we have like SQL Server agent alerts, which is going to alert me of a specific event that's happening within my SQL Server database. Now, if a particular action occurs within my SQL Server database, what I need to do is I can give it options like response options. Now, those responses could be go ahead and execute this job, or it could go out and notify a particular individual, or both. So if I was about to run out of disk space, let's say, I can run a command line job with the response option that will go out and add more space to their operating system and then notify the DBA on call that they were successful at this. Then I can also specify how I want them to be notified. So when we have these, an alert, now alert is kind of different than a job. Alert is going to track specific things within SQL Server. I can look at the alert, identify a specific response action, and then identify a specific notification. That notification could be through email, pager, or NetSend. Now, the other type of thing that we have within the job is what's called the notifications. Now, the notifications can be associated to specific steps within this individual job, which is a little bit different than an alert. Alert is going to notify me when this event occurs. The notifications will say, send me an email, a page, write to some sort of application event log when this particular event occurs. So upon success or failure, I can say upon success, failure, or completes, go ahead and send me an email. Now the email is going to be sent to our operators. So when we set up a SQL Server agent job, a SQL Server agent job or a SQL Server agent is going to consist of a job. It can consist of a series of alerts. It will also consist of a series of operators. Now I can create my own user-defined alert if I want, or I can use the predefined SQL Server alert. The operator would be like the DBA, whoever is on call. So what a lot of organizations will do is when they set up their overall alerting mechanism, they might set up some sort of rotation that says every week the person that carries this pager, and the pager is named dbaoncall.com, so when an alert occurs, an alert is immediately set to that particular pager or that particular email address. And we can set up that schedule, and the pager on duty schedule could be 24/7, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So for this particular week, I'm the DBA that's going to be on call. So an alert, a SQL Server agent job, will consist of a job that actually does something, an alert that's going to notify you of something, as well as operators, and those are the operators that are going to receive the alert. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can always let me know by using the question in the comment box below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.